David Karcham remembers exactly when his life changed forever.
It was actually 10 years, 3 months, and 3 days ago.
That's when Karcham experienced a stroke while driving. He was able to pull over and get help, but the left side of his body was paralyzed. While traditional physical therapy helped a little initially, brain-computer interface and virtual reality are helping him regain movement more than 10 years after his stroke.
If somebody can't move their arm in the real world, we can augment that in the virtual world and take their body's attempt to move and make it seem like they're moving in the virtual world.
Occupational therapist and neuroscientist Sukli Liu says when someone has a stroke, there is a blockage in the brain that cuts off blood flow. But virtual reality through brain-computer interface may help encourage the brain to find new routes and bypass the blockage. In this study, electrodes are placed on the scalp and on the arm muscles. They're connected to the computer and this virtual world. The user has to try to move this virtual arm with their real arm or with their mind.
We hope that showing them a virtual arm that moves, that maybe they can feel like is a little bit of their own body, that helps to reinforce and kind of reward the motor attempt. And then it should strengthen the brain activity related to controlling motor abilities.
Karcham says working with a virtual arm has helped him extend his arm and move his wrist and fingers.
It's improved my walking ability.
But Karcham says the positive effects of a session like this only last for a few months. Researchers are working on a more portable version of this technology for participants to take home and continue studying how brain-computer interface and VR can help stroke patients gain a better quality of life. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.